Ghostly Talk! Broadcasting from the world famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on October 5th, 2008.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
Tonight, we're going to talk about the occult Disneyland, woo-hoo, with Walter Bosley. Later, we discuss The Butterfly's Apprentice with author Ruben Perez Jr. Another week off.
I think so too.
I'm going to invent a new, we're going to talk about it in the next half hour, but I want to invent a new song. Have you ever seen that one called Shoes by Kelly?
God, are you kidding me?
Shoes. Well, I want to do a remake of that.
I am all too familiar with that.
Wait. I'm sorry, that shoe song is...
I think it's right here.
Freaking hilarious.
I think this is it right here. I think this is what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you got to get beyond that.
What the hell?
What do you expect?
Bleep.
Condoms?
Like, yeah.
Stop fighting.
It's after the...
Tom Skerritt.
Kelly, where are you going?
Oh, this is it.
Out.
At.
Kelly, what are you going to do with your wife?
I'm going to get what I want.
Here this comes. Is horribly pathetic. You realize that, right?
This is great. No, this is great. It's like pounding the channel.
But we got to redo it.
Here it comes.
We have to rename it, though.
Germs. Okay, ready? Germs.
Oh, my God.
Germs.
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 What type of the show we're born to hell out of listening audience?
These germs cost $300.
Yeah. Is it still going?
You get your hotel bill and it's $300. Oh, these germs.
Yeah, these were expensive germs. We'll get to that in a little while.
That's in the next half hour.
It's been 2 weeks. We've been out.
This is the first show in 3 weeks because we missed... weekend, we missed the weekend before that, and then, of course, before that was a regular show.
So
this is really exciting that we've got two-thirds of the show in the studio.
Yeah, Bonnie is
one third is mobile.
Yeah, Bonnie, I can't. This is going to be the whole show trying to, like...
That's you.
In between belching and coughing. It's going to be trying. It's
going
to be fun trying.
Sneezing and wheezing and
navigating
dripping
the show.
And yes.
Yeah, this is the best I've felt all week.
We need a Florence Nightingale Award to give out to people. That's what we're going to do.
All right, well, the reason we were out. Yeah, we got to. focus here. We got the reason we were out, obviously, is because the weekend of the 20th of September, we were at the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Mothman Festival in beautiful Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which we're going to talk about in a second. And then the weekend after that, we were at the Mid-South, the wonderful Mid-South Paranormal Conference, which is a staple in our, another staple in our touring schedule throughout the year, and in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And we're going to take the first hour and kind of talk about how these things went. We left an hour open here so we could talk about the fun we had and all the crap that you missed. Now, the first thing I want to point out is that all the speakers from the Mothman Festival, they are up on the site.
Excellent.
They are there for download. They're ready to go. I was able to really hammer it out last week. I'm working on the Mid-South stuff as we speak. It was hard enough getting. Let's just put it. It was hard enough getting the Mothman stuff done in my condition this week.
Yeah.
But the Mid-South stuff, it's being worked on and pulling it together. And I'm going to be getting a hold of all the speakers to verify it's cool with them. Just do my usual verification thing. And we'll be getting those up soon. So the Mothman stuff is up there. So as far as presentations, go get them. They're there for you to have fun with. So
like, and it's going to show you what you missed if you didn't actually go. And if you were there, you know, I did end up announcing at some point. I see a lot of people at the Mothman Festival were writing notes.
You mentioned
like,
that.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. So I made an announcement that, yes, we do put these up on our website when the speaker allows it.
Yeah.
And so you can review these speeches or presentations that they're giving.
Yeah.
And that was really impressive that people thought enough of the speakers to actually, like, write down the fine points.
Well, it's impressive because, you know, and there was this technology back in our time when we were going to school, too. There were tape recorders and stuff like that, but they just weren't nearly as efficient to use. Yeah, as opposed to taking all these notes and stuff in any setting, any educational setting. You know, people, it just didn't make any sense to bring a recorder with you. You know what I mean? Now, well, there is all this stuff, you know, digital recorders and stuff like that where you can flip around, you know, and we're doing that. That's what we were doing at the Mothman Festival, which was a great thing for you to tell these people. Hey, look. It's going to be on tape. You can review it a million times over. You can download it a million times over. It's going to be there forever. So don't worry about it. Enjoy the show. Enjoy what's going on here. So that was I got to give the floor to you because first of all, I got to blow my nose. In regards to the Mothman festival,
I have two words for you.
Huh?
Neti pot.
Oh yeah, I know. That's we'll be talking about that after the show. But I got to give the floor to you anyways because we had a whole string of events that happened before the festival, Mothman Festival, that I think do you want to discuss this?
I think that's a good idea.
Why don't you do that while I go get some Kleenex?
Excellent.
All right.
You had already taken off and gone down to the festival. Well, my chore, Bonnie, was to come and get you and go down.
Oh, it's a chore now?
No, it wasn't a chore. I'm sorry. My task, my beloved...
Your pleasure?
Yes, my beloved pleasure...
Was to come get me?
Was to come and get you. And then we were going to go on to the Mothman Festival. So I'm driving on the expressway. You had told me approximately what time. I was within 10, 15 minutes of there on schedule. I mean, I was watching the clock. I was watching the GPS. I knew what time it was. I knew everything. You know, I'm like, oh, this is amazing. You know, we're going to be pretty much on time. And I'm driving along, and here in the Detroit area near the airport, we've got this big tire on the side of the expressway. A lot of people take pictures with it, you know, because it's this big tire on the side of the expressway. And it used to be evidently a
Ferris wheel
from one of the World's Fairs, either in Chicago or
and a little piece of
somewhere.
Trivia on
I don't
that.
Know.
I got to interject on this because you know there used to be the big nail in the side of it too.
There used to be a nail in the side of the tire.
Okay, and about 5 years ago, the nail was auctioned off.
Oh,
and somebody
I wondered where it went.
Yeah, well, here, check this out. Somebody sold it. It was auctioned off on eBay, and somebody bought the thing for like $10,000. Right?
Wow.
Now, okay.
That's a bargain.
Well, yeah. Well,
for such a huge nail.
Well, okay. Okay, somebody's got money to burn. That's fine. I can deal with it. But I found out the guy who bought it was literally about a mile away from the studio here. He was an insurance salesman. And he used to, I saw, this guy used to have a big H2, which, you know, mm-hmm. How much I love those things, right? And he used to, you know,
oh, yeah.
He may not put it out in front of the place or whatever. He had a trailer. that he used to just drag this thing around behind him, this giant nail. He used to drag it around behind him with his H2 all the time, right? And they had the name of his insurance company on the side of it, right? And one day I get my mail, and I look at my mail, and the guy, it was a supplement from his insurance company.
Right.
Or it was a title company, a loan company. I don't know what the hell. His whole tagline was, "We'll nail a deal down for you." And he wore this stupid nail hat, too. He wore this stupid nail hat. I wanted to just slap the guy repeatedly, just mercilessly. He's out of business now, I think, because I think somebody just said, "No, you're too stupid to be in business for yourself." So
right.
Away. But yeah, that's where that nail went. Sorry, go ahead.
Wow. So what we said, so I was near the tire. I was.
It did not hit your window, Doug.
What? The nail didn't.
No, the nail didn't.
But I was driving around. I had to get from I-94 onto the Southfield, so I get in the correct lane, and everything's all set, when BAM! And then all this glass falls in on me. All over me. And I was like, oh my gosh, something just bashed my driver door window in.
Yeah.
On me. And had my window been down, that thing, which was, it was black and it was a little bit bigger than a softball.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it was would have hit me in the head because of its trajectory. I mean, I saw the thing out of, you know, the corner or side or whatever of my eye coming at me, smashed the window in on me. And it went away, but the window, you know, stayed all over me. So I had to pull over to the side of the road, and I was really, really flustered.
Yeah.
Quite flustered. And, you know, it was that whole, like, you know, close brush with death kind of thing.
Well, you called me. You called me an hour before, and you're like, "I'm leaving right now." We're like, "Well, we're there. We're half an hour from there. See you in a week.
Yeah, see you
tonight.
Like 4 or 5 hours.
And then an hour later, yeah, you called back, and you were, I'm not trying to like, oh, Nancy boy here, but but you know, you were audibly shooken.
I was upset. Yeah,
and you were nearly in tears because you did say, you're like, "What if the window wasn't open, man?
Right?
Or wasn't closed? Wasn't rolled up? I'd have been hit." And that's when you started. I'm like, "Dude, go home.
Go
home. You're done. Go home. I wouldn't want to drive another mile if I were you."
So I did. I cleaned up as best I could. I only suffered, fortunately, one teeny little itty-bitty scratch near my elbow on my left arm, but I put antibiotic ointment on it because who knows where my window's been. And so I put, because I have all that.
Drive-through? What the hell?
I have all this, you know, like emergency stuff in my car, but I never wanted to actually use it, you know. And so I put some antibiotic equipment on. I have gloves in my car, the, you know, work kind of gloves, and I used them to brush off as much of the glass as possible onto the side of the road, because where was I going to put it? I didn't have a bucket.
Yeah.
I guess I need a bucket now in case something happens. But
yeah,
so,
always carry a bucket in your back or your trunk in case you blow a window out.
Yeah, so you have somewhere to put your glass. So I ended up... I ended up brushing all that off, and then I get in my car, and I'm going to take off. And I had called Bonnie, too, and told her, "I'm not going." And I went home to take a shower.
Yeah.
And because now I had, like, little glass particles all over me. I had glass in my hair. There was glass literally everywhere.
Oh, I've been through that before, I mean, with the windshield.
Yeah.
And I've had glass in my hair a week later. Just washing your hair and you cut your finger.
Oh yeah,
the hell! And you're like, "Oh, this glass in my windshield's not
great."
Yeah, right.
It definitely permeates everything. So, but after a couple of hours, I was feeling much better, and I actually felt empowered at that point, because I figured that if we're all here on the earth because we have to accomplish something, right? We're supposed to, you know, something is supposed to happen. Right?
I just wanted to get the merch down there. I didn't care about you.
I thought, we're here to accomplish something, to learn, to do whatever. You know, I figured my purpose on Earth has not been fulfilled yet. Otherwise, my window would have been rolled down. The thing would have hit me in the head.
Clunky on the head.
Yeah, so I figured,
spiraling barrel roll down the freeway. And
it
had been a beautiful sight, Doug.
It's not my time. No, so I'm pretty, I was pretty, you know.
And what did we discover because of that, Doug?
What did we discover? Oh, I have to...
Yeah, as long as you never accomplish anything, you'll live forever.
Exactly. That's my whole plan now, is not to accomplish my goal in life.
Let's quit doing the show right now, then.
If I don't,
I'm done.
If I don't accomplish my goal in life, I live forever.
I say we quit the show.
I'm done. Well, evidently the show is not my goal in life.
We're done. Well,
But
yeah, oh no, I agree. I agree. But no, we were all shook up about that. We were all freaked out.
I was flabbergasted. So, but I called up Bonnie. I said, well, what do you want to do? Because it was several hours later. I had calmed down. I had figured out that, you know, obviously it's not my time to go, so I must be, you know, Super Doug at the time. So I called up Bonnie, and I'm like, what do you want to do? She goes, well, let's put it this way. I already looked at the airline schedules to get me as close to Mothman Festival as possible. And I'm like, she really wants to go.
Yeah.
So
I needed it, okay?
Yes. And especially after, the past couple of months, Bonnie needed a trip. I was ready. So I had already figured out that, you know, I'm good to go now. So I hopped back in the car. I did not put on a jacket, which was...
Nor any plastic on the broken window either.
I had plastic in the car, though, for it.
Well, I'm glad you brought it with you.
That helped immensely.
The plastic being in the back seat, you mean?
Knowing that it was in the car and we could put it up at any moment.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And so what we did is we drove to the Mothman Festival, like from midnight to 3 a.m. or whatever, in 54-degree weather on the outside and with the wind chill in the car. It was.
Did you at least have a heater on?
Yes.
Yeah, the heater just
blew. Yeah, we did.
It must have been blowing, like just.
We put the
heater
on.
What's that?
I provided Doug with a coat.
And yes, I had to borrow her Ghostly Talk hoodie, which, by the way, I wore, you know, proudly and all the way to like 10 miles from the hotel. And then I was complaining about how cold my face was and my ear, especially that was about to fall off. And she says, well, why don't you put the hood up on the hoodie?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
that's what that thing's for. I thought it was just supposed to make you a thug or something.
I could have done that like hundreds and hundreds of miles ago, but no, I didn't do it.
You'd have got pulled over, man. You'd have got pulled over by the cops. They'd have been like, what are you doing, thug?
Like,
oh, I see the Michigan plate, the hoodie up.
Yo,
where's your gun at? Where's your gun at? Where's the drugs? Where's your gun? No, so yeah, you guys rolled in about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll say it on the air here. You do get, you know, brass tacks for the weekend because you basically drove your truck down there with no window in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you left the truck in the parking lot the whole weekend with no window in it.
You have to.
Nothing was taken.
No.
Nothing was taken. You left the car on the streets of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Nothing was taken. So that's a big point for those people out there. That's some classy people. You brought the thing home and had it fixed.
Yep.
So you got, you know, window or no window, we went, you know, you got to the Mothman Festival.
Getting it fixed, actually, is a whole other story.
Do we want to tell
it? Oh, my God. It's a hilarious story.
Because it's all related. I'm
it all is it. Kind of related.
The Mothman Festival was great. Let's hear this. Let's hear this story. Let's hear this.
So, yeah, we drove all the way back. It was much better weather coming back. But then at night it got cold, but not as cold as 54 degrees.
You know,
negative 24 in the wind chill.
And
but
I have to say, Doug, Scott, I cannot describe to you the pleasure I took in watching Doug try to put a hoodie on while drive.
She actually had to hold the...
I wouldn't be too happy about that if I was the passenger.
She had to hold the steering wheel and everything. It was pretty nasty.
Oh, okay.
But, we get back, and the next day on Monday, I call around to look for how much it's going to cost to replace the window, right?
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, you have to deal with insurance, you have to deal with the people and everything like that. So I'm calling around, and I found a glass place a mile from my house.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Going to replace the window. They said, all right, it's $165. I'm like, well, at that price, I don't want to make a claim. You know, because if you make a claim, then that's going to mess up your insurance and blah, 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 blah,
for years. More money every month.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, for that, I'm just going to pay it. So she set up an appointment for 2 p.m. the next day, so that would be Tuesday. Tuesday at 2 p.m., I go over to the glass place, and I drop it off, and she says, so are you going to go home? What are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I'm gonna go, like, there's the glass place, then there's a strip mall, and then there's a restaurant called Strawberry Fields.
Uh-huh.
You know, obviously, you know, Beatles are going in the back of your head and everything, but, you know, Strawberry Chips Forever and all
John
that.
Lennon.
But, and it's got that kind of a theme, and they're famous for their breakfast, and they're famous for their strawberry shortcakes. So what happens is, I said, I'm just going to go down there. That'll kill an hour to an hour and a half, you know, and then, And then I'll come back, and if it's not done, I'll just wait. Because she says it could be 2 to 3 hours. And I'm like, okay.
It's a window, not a transmission.
They had to rebuild it.
Oh, yeah.
And
they're
so,
gonna sand in there and melt it.
Right, they're gonna melt it. They're gonna mold it. So they had 2 to 3 hours. They said of work to do, and I'm like, well, I'm gonna go down and have a lunch, a nice lunch. And I'm walking down, and I look in this, you know, I'm looking in the windows of the strip mall. It's actually two strip malls, but it's one building. It's really weird. They must have an owner issue going on there because one half is called one thing, another half is called the other thing, and then in there. In the different halves are the different stores.
Yeah.
One, by the way, Bonnie, is a scrapbooking store. I thought that would be interesting to check out when you come up. So anyway, so I'm just, you know, generally lazy that day because there's nothing I can do for 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours.
That's
so
a good feeling, though.
I wandered down. I saw the...
I don't have a car. What am I supposed to do?
I know, so I'm walking on foot. And I get to the almost the end of the strip mall, and there's a, I don't know if I should say it, it's a chain donut store, not the one you're thinking of, the other one. And the one with the initials DD. And
DD.
So I'm thinking, ooh,
would you like a coffee?
I'm thinking, ooh, that would be good. And I hear someone in the background.
Would you like a DD donut?
I hear someone in the background screaming, Charles!
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I know they're famous for their strawberry shortcake, right? But I could come back and get a donut instead for dessert. I don't know. And I turn the corner and someone's screaming, come talk to me, Charles! And I'm like, you know, so close to the thing, I'm thinking, well, if the, you know, if the lunch special isn't good, I'm definitely going to get a breakfast because they're famous for their breakfast. But if their lunch special is good, I'll try it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
These are important decisions that are going on.
Right. And so I was planning out my next hour to hour and a half when, and I'm still walking toward the door. I can see it. It's, you know, right there. It's not far.
And, yeah, yeah.
And this cop gets between me and my destination. And he says, Charles, where have you been? And I go, I'm not Charles. And he says, where are you going, Charles? And I go, well, I'm going to the restaurant, but I'm not Charles. And he goes, Charles, you've had everybody worried sick about you. And again, I'm like, I'm not Charles. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, if you're not Charles, show me your ID. And so I did. I showed him my
I'm
ID.
Like, piss on you, pig. I ain't showing you anything, man.
And he looks at it, and he turns it over, and he's reading it. And sure enough, it's not Charles's ID because it's my ID. And he's confused at this point. So he grabs the microphone on his shoulder, and he goes, talking into it.
Yeah.
And he looks and flips my license again, and then he runs over to the car, all the while talking into the microphone on his shoulder. And he runs over to his car, and then, you know, a few minutes later, it wasn't very long, because I'm just standing there, you know, okay, what do you do now? Because this has never happened to me before, and at least that I'll admit to. And he comes back, and he hands me my license, and he goes, I'm sorry. You match the description exactly. I mean, down to a T, you match the description of Charles, who just escaped from Harbor Oaks Mental Facility down the road. Yeah. Which means I was mistaken.
For a crazy guy.
For an escaped lunatic. Yes, that would be me.
Well, you know, they just had the wrong person. But,
right, obviously it was
mistaken. They weren't far off.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so, you know, one problem leads into another. Thankfully, the cop let you go, right?
Yes, he let me go. He didn't want me to take any psychological tests. Thank heaven.
Fun. Here, sit down. Here, blow into this thing.
Yeah. Wait, you had donuts.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you got out of that, Doug.
Oh, man.
So that was all. That was a result of your trip to the Mothman Festival.
That was
all
Mothman Festival. Yeah.
That's all Mothman Festival. We got to mention, you know, everybody down there.
Jeff
Wamsley. Everybody down there is
awesome. What an incredible festival he can throw. Bigger, better, Just amazing festival. The speakers were top notch. Yeah, they were all there on time.
Thank you to all the speakers for working with us.
It was so smooth.
Yeah, everybody was perfect. It worked out great, and it just makes us so happy that everything would run. And this year, I figured out how to wire into the board, so we had Motorhead blaring the whole time. It was just driving everybody. The stagehand guys were like, "Turn it up, man! Keep turning it up!" And then the other people would be like, "Turn it down! What are you doing?" So I'm like totally confused, right? But everything came together. Equipment came together. Everything was when you download all the archives, you're gonna hear the quality is really good. Except for sometimes when the wind blew, we fixed that though.
Yeah, we had to put the wind guards on.
Yeah, yeah. So. But other than that, I mean, everything was pretty smooth, and everybody worked together on this.
And that was down. That was down by the water. Bonnie, how did the festival up, you know, not down by the water go? I mean, because you were in the thick of it.
Well, here's what I have to say. Here's one thing that people can never get from listening to the archives on the website. The one main enticing factor of Mothman for me is people watching.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
There are people from every walk of life that come to Mothman.
Yep.
And watching them is entertaining. But, I mean, we talked to a lot of different people. And it seems like every year there's more people there. And for whatever reason, they all like us. I'm not really sure why.
Yeah, we always get treated so nice there.
I know.
Well,
we're not used to that, being from the Detroit area.
They come up, they say, "Oh, I love the show," and I'm like, "Why? Why do you listen? It sucks. It's horrible."
I know, you scared that one lady away.
I'm good PR for the show. Yeah, I am good PR.
She's our PR department.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did scare one lady because I think she took me serious. But she walked up to...
Get the hell away from our table! What's wrong with you?
No, it was nothing like that. She walked up to grab a business card.
Yeah.
And she's like, "Are these free?" I said, "Yeah, you can take it, but don't listen to the show. It sucks." And she just kind of looked at me like, okay, I'm just going to go to this table now.
She just like
she didn't understand why you had someone like me sitting at the table. But, yeah, there's all kinds of interesting people to talk to.
Next year we're just going to put a pit bull behind the table.
Right. And that way Bonnie can go do what she wants.
Yeah, that way, you know, at least automate the whole thing, subcontract all that stuff, and then we can go out and party. You know what I mean? That's cool.
That's really what I'm hoping for. So. Yeah,
that's what we've been working towards, is a subcontract our PR completely.
Exactly.
Offshore the PR. Right? So, yeah.
We could just put a little phone to...
Welcome to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Radio Show. I'm going to totally get killed by Harry.
I know. At the same time, we had our friends there. We had Tanya and Andy there.
Yeah.
Tanya and Alec there. And thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us.
Yeah, Tanya and Andy are sisters and sister and brother. From out there by Gettysburg, good friends of ours, Experimental Productions.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get into that more next half hour.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that. But no, yeah, everything was great. It was the best one yet.
There were ghost hunting groups there. There were people into cryptozoology, obviously. Mm-hmm. There were people into the history of Point Pleasant and the Mothman.
Yeah, yeah.
The Flatwoods Monster. Everyone was talking about Flatwoods Monster this past festival. It was just an incredible time. And, you know, Bonnie, you're right. You do miss that by not going to the actual... Like, if you... Downloading the archives, you get the highlights, you get the speeches, or archives. Downloading the presentations off of our site is one thing, and it's a great way to catch up on things that you missed, right? But what you miss when you're not physically at the festival or the conference when you download the archives is you miss all of that... You know, human interaction and it's just an amazing amount of benefit to be gained by actually being there in person.
Mm-hmm.
All the people.
And that means we're looking forward to the 8th annual Mothman Festival, which I'm sure will be the biggest and best one ever. This one was the biggest and best one ever so far.
I expect a double Ferris wheel.
Yeah, yeah. Jeff Wamsley is always so great to us, and we thank him again for having us and all the wonderful people out there. It was totally awesome. You got to come next year. If you didn't come this year or the year before or year before that, you got to make a trip out to Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Come hang out with us because we're not going anywhere. We're locked in.
Yeah.
We can't go anywhere. We're totally screwed. We're emceeing the thing now, and we can't get out of it.
We're
we
just
have to
there
be.
Now. Yeah.
Why don't we take
stop
a quick...
by the table, say hi. Yeah. I'll tell you the show sucks. It'll be great.
Yeah, there you go. Let's take a quick break, though. I think we're all in dire need of this.
Yes.
I'm thinking
for some reason we all want to go blow our noses.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do that. We're going to blow our noses when
we'll
come back.
We'll tell you about it when we come
we'll
back.
Talk, well, yeah, we'll talk about our noses and the Mid-South Paranormal Convention when we come back.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Aaron, TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive-time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst of kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
I live. We are the Panther City Ghost Group, and we've been in business for over 40 years, serving the metropolitan area and beyond. Hi, my name is Dan Shoemaker, and my father started this business in 1967, and I carry on that great tradition of great low prices. This week only, get a complete investigation plus a house blessing for only $299.99. And we'll help you quit smoking, drinking, or break any old bad habits with an exorcism for only $49.99.99. I'm a licensed deliverance minister and pastor of the New Hope United Church. Come out and see us sometime at Sunday service here, right here in exit 217 East Babylonian Avenue. And remember, we're ready to believe you for the right price. The Panther City Ghost Group, for all your paranormal needs. Call us toll-free at 1-877-555-1375. That's 1-877-555-1375. Or visit us on the web at www.panthercityghosts.com.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
That was tasty.
I know all about it.
All right. Oh, that was a rat.
Don't forget.
Get it, you baby, baby.
Don't forget the during our break.
That's my rat.
That's a good rat.
It's an Earth Scout rat. It's a Scout rat. I'm so happy to be on the Scout track now.
Soon he'll be doing "Meet Off That Moon" or whatever. Oh my god! Or those weren't rats, were they? They were.
Those were, I don't know,
chinchillas or.
Well, you know what?
I have no
carrying
idea.
Carrying in the
they
fine tradition.
Scary.
Carrying it was, hang on.
But it was
with this newfound power we have with this machine. You know, it's like, okay. Well, here, here it comes. What are those?
Potatoes.
Potatoes.
I don't know. Oh, no, they've got ears. Chinchillas or rats.
It's still a jam, though, I tell you.
One's a pirate, and the other is an inspector. But based on the hats they're wearing. Don't forget that during...
What the hell are we talking about?
The intermission here at Ghostly Talk. We play independent music.
Yes.
And so we honor the...
Oh, by the way, I need more because our backup drive blew this week.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I'm going to be able to recover from it. I have stuff to use. But if you're an independent band, you listen to this show, now is the week to get your stuff sent over to me ASAP. Scott L. at ghostlytalk.com, because our backup drive blew, and I don't have music, but I can, this is actually maybe a blessing in disguise, because it's a chance for us to refresh, get some new music going.
That's true.
So
that's
send true. Stuff. Send it to Scott L. at ghostlytalk.com. Please send it. So yeah, on the breaks we do play all that cool stuff.
Independent music, because of our independent brethren.
Yes.
They are the independent musicians. We are independent talk show hosts. There's also independent movies.
Yeah.
And we got to combine our love for all things, or my love, I assume it's our love, for all things independent, with this past weekend's Mid-South Paranormal Conference.
Yeah.
We all head down to Louisville, Kentucky. It was not as exciting as, say, getting your window blown out, you know, going to...
It was a much less eventful drive for you and us, Amber and I, and Amber's little Toyota. We survived the drive, and you survived the drive also.
Yes, the drive was not the exciting part. We went down to Louisville, Kentucky, on behalf of going to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference,
yes,
put on by the incredible Louisville Ghost Hunter Society.
Good friends of ours. Take Keith, very good care
Dale,
of us, always.
Clark, and the whole gang, everybody, Bobby T., it's just an insane, cool group. And so we go down to the Mid-South Paranormal Conference, and one of the very first things, you know, was the party. Of course, that's how we like our conferences,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
If they start off with a party, well, then they're our kind of conference. So
well, Keith got it right last year because he said
yes,
that.
Yes.
For the 2007 conference, he said, look, we go to these things, and a lot of us haven't seen each other in a very long time, and we don't want to... You know, as much as we like to go out ghost hunting, as much as we like to go out and do some paranormal stuff, we want to catch up.
Right.
You know, so he's dedicated a whole section of his conference now to just people hanging out.
Right.
You know, and just more or less having some drinks and letting your hair down and talking and catching up with people.
Right. So you go. So the very first thing you do, you check in, you get your bands or your wrist things or whatever, And we of course have the additional duty of setting up the tables. We have the table inside the vendor room, and then the table near the where the speakers are going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but though you took care of 99.9% of that, thank you. All I did was did I? Yeah, I dragged the stuff.
You
down
brought the case in and called me and said everything's broke. We need your help. that's what I remember.
Pretty much that's what happened.
Well, I got to interject here because when we got there Thursday night, and spent the night at Tanya and Allie's house. Our sisters from LGHS,
yeah.
They always take good care of us and put me and Amber up, or anybody up if they want, for that matter. They put us up Thursday night. Friday, we got up, and we were told specifically by none other than Jason Gowan, the one and only Jason Gowan from Encounters, that we are having a go-karting competition, and we have to be there. So we got to the hotel and just kind of walked around. Well, we were able to check in, like, early. So we checked in early.
Awesome.
Got our stuff in there, and... A whole crew of us, and I see if I can remember all this. Myself, Amber, Jason Gowan, Tom, Kenny Biddle, Donna Biddle. oh, God, my brain stopped now. I'm forgetting the rest of the people. I'm going to totally
Did
that for this
Nathan
team.
Go?
Nathan went?
Yeah.
All right, it was a whole crew of people.
So they had you had Ghostman and Demon Hunter.
I'm very sick right now, so I can't. Yeah.
You had Encounters represented. You represented Ghostly Talk. It sounds like... Kenny Biddle, of course, could have represented the movies, the entire movie, so...
So we all piled... We all totally went over to...
It was a media fiasco.
Media fiasco, yes. Go-kart competition, and we all shot out there. Now, you know, Gowan is always up to something. If anybody knows Jason Gowan, he's always trying to piss somebody off.
Yeah,
you know, and he's the most lovable, wonderful person. We love him to death.
It's so difficult for him to piss anyone off because he's just so cute.
Yeah, you can't get mad. Especially Amber, my girlfriend. I mean, it's like when I'm gone, I'm nervous around that guy because she thinks he's the cutest thing I've ever seen. She throws hugs at him. I'm like, oh my God. But well, we all got out there though, and. Yeah, we piled onto these go-karts, and I'll just give you the highlights. You know, basically it was Kenny Biddle trying to roll me every 2 seconds. He was trying to kill me, which he did a couple times. He totally knocked me out of the way.
Well, out of that bunch, I would imagine you and Kenny would have been maybe the...
You can't forget Gowan.
Well, that's true.
Gowan's ridiculous.
Gowan is,
yeah. And I wasn't there for the competition the day before. I was just there for that Friday. And we're going to keep it very brief because, you know, there was an MVP, most valuable player.
Right.
We had to go to Gowan for this simple fact. The last run we did, I mean, because we were like, well, we'll just do two runs. These are like $5.50 a piece,
right,
to do this. And it's like a really long, it's like a mile and a quarter course. It's really long,
wow,
right? And it's all turns. It beats the crap out of you. And we were like, okay, we'll just go once or twice. Well, on the fifth time, right, we're like, okay, you know, this is definitely that. I mean, we're sweating. I mean, we got gunk in our noses and on our face. I mean, just from, you know, open air,
there's
right?
Like, yeah, there's like...
I forgot to bring my Snoopy goggles and my hat, right? I didn't know I was playing the Red Baron that weekend. So... The last run, though, we get into this, we pile up. We just, like, we intentionally pile up so we can beat on each other the whole time, right? And just smack each other under their corners and just see how much we can hurt each other. And Kenny and I are button heads. We're back and forth. Gowan's behind us. And I turn, and I just see nothing but a pile of dust. And I'm like, what the heck? And Amber's back there, too, and she's button heads with us, too. And I'm like, did Amber just cross the grass and get in front of us? And I'm like, Amber can't be that ridiculous. And I look, of course, it wasn't Amber. It was Gowan.
Of course.
Round, chunky head, just gleaming at us, looking behind us, because he's cut us off completely now. Got in front of myself and Kenny.
Wow.
And it got...
Brave.
Yeah, brave.
Very brave.
Totally cuts across the grass, throws dust up everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Can't see anything. Thank God I'm wearing my gargoyles. and it fazed my eyes. So yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. I mean, you put a bunch of us idiots on a course like that. You're bound to get in trouble, and luckily the people there didn't throw us out.
Right.
They just put up with us and said, these are a bunch of adults. They can't be that stupid, which we were. And it was a good time. So, all right, yeah, and on the way back, that's when you called and said, oh, my God, nothing works.
Yeah.
Get over here. And I'm like, okay.
So you guys showed up back at the hotel, and I saw a couple people wandering around, but you guys, I didn't actually get to see you for, like, hours later. Because we were dealing with our room, and you were dealing with the equipment, and it was just like, you know, the usual fiasco that happens at the beginning of a conference.
Always, yeah.
And you called me via cell phone and was like, well, okay, I've got this working and that working, so we're good to go for tonight. So we were pretty good. We went to the opening night thing, right, which was the party. So, of course, we'd be there.
Yeah, yeah.
And we show up. Yes, the sound was working brilliantly. And they showed the world premiere of Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit,
mm-hmm.
which is a full-length movie, right?
Yep.
Independent full-length movie. That we worked hard on for many months.
I forgot about Diana and Mike that were also in the competition.
Oh, yes, Diana and Mike were
there. I'm very sorry about that.
And
they're going to kill me next time.
Well, they didn't cut across grass or anything for memorable
moments. No, they were a bit more serene than we were.
Yeah,
yeah.
They actually were, you know, responsible about it.
Yeah, responsible.
But yeah, we got to see the premiere, the world premiere of Dr. Dolphin Spirit Summit. What a movie. It was hilarious entire way through.
And people enjoyed it, you know. It's always,
at this point, guys, I'm going to need you to allay Tanya's fears because apparently one person said that it sucked ass. So to let them know it didn't.
Well, that's what's going to happen. People are going to say that. Now, you can't please everybody. There's been plenty of people that have said that Ghostly Talk sucks ass.
I read that blog.
Ghostly Talk really does.
Well, yeah, that's the difference.
Oh, it was a blog. Well, that no wonder.
I read that blog, and I'm like, well, okay, whatever. Mostly they were upset or whatever with the length of it, that it was, you know, an hour and 45 minutes instead of a short, you know, like the one the previous year. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You can't.
Well,
you
that's
can't
fine. And,
happy.
You know, no, and that's what happens. Especially when it comes to a blog.
But you
people
know what else?
Blog stuff like that.
Of course, there will be people mm-hmm. who identify a thing in their character with one of the characters in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And when that happens, that person is not going to like the movie.
Yeah, so, you know, that may be the case with that, too. No big deal. Yeah. You know, the movie didn't suck ass, Tanya. You know that. But you can't please everybody, and you just move on. I mean, that's how we deal with Ghostly Talk. That's how we deal with everything.
Yes, it was the obviously authoritative blog on the movie.
This movie sucked!
Sorry.
Can't please everybody.
You cannot believe every blog you read. Besides, I talked to so many people who, some of which are in the movie industry, or not really the movie industry, but adjunctly attached to the movie industry,
mm-hmm.
And some people who just have, like, life experience of seeing movies, lots and lots and lots of movies,
yeah.
that have seen both movies, right?
Uh-huh.
The first one, what was the first one called? American Ghost Watchers. They saw the first one, and then they saw Dr. Don's American Spirit Summit, and they see it's like this incredible, vast improvement in everything, every aspect of the movie. The comedy matured. The obviously the editing was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya got like vastly superior in editing. The art of creating the movie has really, really gone, it's skyrocketed.
Yeah,
from the first movie to the next movie, and that was within the space of one project.
Yeah,
I mean, that's amazing.
Under a year, also.
That's an amazing accomplishment, to hear that kind of stuff. And plus, it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, and the thing, too, you know, and that's fine. Again, I mean, that, and I know you mean that also, Doug. That's fine. Everybody's going to have their own opinion on that. But whatever opinion you have, you got to keep in mind also, this film was made out of, as a labor of love.
Yes.
By people who were genuinely interested in doing
it. I would like to see that blogger's movie.
Yeah.
When they make a movie, I'll sit down.
Oh, yeah, we've been seeing that by Ghostly Talk for years, too. Yeah. Well, your show sucked.
So when that blogger who said that it sucked ASS, well, you know what? Show me your movie when you get your movie out. When you put out an hour and 45-minute movie, show it to me, and I will critique that for you.
And that's just fine. It's all opinions. That's cool. But like I said, we all support the film, and that's fine. And we're going to defend it. You know, but again, I keep in mind also, too, that you can't please everybody. And you know, it's like, fine. You know, I didn't do this because I was looking to get rich, you know. And
there were so many different styles.
My career isn't depending on it.
So. There were so many different styles of humor in the movie that, some people, it could be lost on some people. I mean, you know, but what are you going to do? I've seen worse Hollywood movies. As a matter of fact.
White
Noise. But that wasn't, after I was done with White Noise, I was like, was that a comedy? Because...
Well, after
it certainly
the film,
wasn't a good movie.
After the film, we all had our triumph.
Joke on the audience.
Yeah. After the film, we all, you know, it was really cool, and we basically, you know, Keith Age and everybody, Nathan and Sean had the Booth Brothers sound-alike contest. Yeah, pretty funny. And then Keith Age actually put together with Bill Bean, as a matter of fact, who we've had on the show before.
Well, Bonnie also judged the Keith Age look-alike contest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What time was that? Was that when I...
I don't remember.
I broke my rule.
It all kind of blurred together, you see, the whole...
Well, yeah.
That entire night, let me sum it up for you in this.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up in a completely different hotel.
Yeah, well, I broke my rule, too.
I mean, so I don't... That whole night sort of blurs together.
Well, the first person that walked by me that noted it was Rick Hayes. Because he was on the show, like, a couple
when
weeks
you
ago.
Said, no drinking.
I'm like,
no
I'm not touching drinking. Alcohol the whole weekend, right? And there I am outside, like, blah, 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 blah. You know, when I drink, I start to really gab. But I kept my limits, though.
You drink?
Shut your mouth. There you go. See, Bonnie, you were on the phone, and you were out now. See you later.
Oh!
No, she's back
in.
She's back in. Mm-hmm. But I kept my cool, though. I am proud of myself this year.
You did good.
I did get a tab. My attitude was inebriated.
Enhanced.
Yes. My attitude was inebriated. No, I was enhanced, and we had a good time. Met a lot of great people. We had a ball. But I
was enhanced to the point of waking up in a different hotel.
We stopped, and then we were like, okay, midnight, we're going to bed.
Yeah.
Come upstairs and guess.
3:30, I was out of
guess whose room is across from Ryan Amber's room, though?
Mr. Patrick Byrne.
Patrick Byrne,
by the way, all the weekend, this weekend, on True TV.
Yeah.
Has been haunting evidence.
These oh, really?
So I left it on. I muted it.
Being reminded of how we were Friday night, I'm like, wow, man, it's like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I hear Doug cackling outside the door still.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
They won't. And we hear Steve LeChant. And we're like, I'm not going to get a wink of sleep tonight. This is fucking, man.
I was trying to break dance. I don't remember, but it was...
Oh,
it
God!
Was definitely...
Man, we were wrecked. No, yeah, so that was... The party was across from our room.
Yeah.
Which, hey, they had a great time, and we were cool with that. But, yeah, the next day I saw Patrick. He come, of course, sunglasses on, pieces of cold pizza in his hand, walking up like, hey, guys. And I'm like, hey, Patrick! How the hell are you? And he's kind of like, whoa. I'm like, oh, my God. So they had a good time. But, yeah. Did I call you?
Yeah.
Well, no, I first go to Bonnie's room, and the door's cracked. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, Bonnie, where's Doug at? Just wondering where Doug's at. You know, I know how things get on these weekends. I don't know. Why don't you call him, jerk off, and leave me alone?
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. Pretty much.
No, I did not.
All right, well, with a couple of F words included, but I'm like, I can't say that on the air.
Right.
So, no, we'll find that. Right, whatever. So I called Doug up. Can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, Doug. Hey, what's going on, dude? Oh, I'm up. I'm like, you're up? Oh, my God. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, I've been walking the street to Louisville all night long.
I slept in a bush.
I'm like, what?
Which, by the way, is untrue.
Yes, it is untrue that I
But it really sounded funny when he said it initially, right?
Because I actually slept in a Hilton, which,
which is a big difference. Yeah, that's a big difference. So, I'm like, where? Okay, I'm trying to understand this. What the hell's going on? I can't believe it. I couldn't get in my room. The door was locked. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm like, dude, I had to listen to Patrick Byrne's party all night long. What are you yelling at me for? I've been awake all night.
We talked for like 20 minutes of grievances or whatever.
So no, you. Long story short, you guys straightened that thing out. Yeah. But it was hilarious. We're like, I come in, I'm like, guess what happened now? What happened to Doug now? Like,
but the Louisville Ghost Hunter Conference, the Mid South Conference was just absolutely amazing. There was
great
one
time.
Interesting thing about the hotel. I'm you know, I'm a little concerned because the hotel was under renovation. This was the Executive West Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky.
Executive West
Hotel in Louisville, Kentucky. It's conveniently located right on whatever circle drive it is that goes to the airport, because I know I've seen it. Because
when you're outside talking to somebody, you're like, so anyways, dude, so yeah, that's really...
Yeah.
Can you please shut that plane down? I'm trying to talk down here.
And when you're trying to, like, find the hotel from the expressway, if you get on
the plane.
If you get on that loop, you just drive around and around and around. You see it a lot like Big Ben. Yeah. But anyway, so what happens is they were under renovation.
Yeah.
And they probably should have warned us or done something, because every single person I've talked to who was at the Mid-South...
Yeah.
Has some kind of respiratory ailment.
The Executive West Hotel people.
The Executive West Hotel people should have done something.
Yeah, because we are all, if you can't tell by our voices right now.
Right.
I'm talking through my nose. I'm a giant nose sitting in front of the microphone right now. I mean, that's pretty much all I am. Doug's eyes are bugging out of his. Yeah.
Bonnie's even physically coughing as we're talking about it.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Just keep going, Bonnie. Just to illustrate
the
pain.
Yes, yes. Get it out.
Doug's eyeballs are hanging out of his head right now. Yeah, we all were, you know, really just really sick all week, right?
And Sean had pneumonia.
Yeah.
Nathan had an attack that put him in the hospital.
Yeah,
for a little bit.
From Ghostman Demon Hunter show. Are they broadcasting tonight?
I have no idea.
Probably. So, well, we thought, you know, when Amber and I got back, I was completely a wreck the whole way home.
You were completely, what?
No,
the whole way home?
Completely a wreck the whole way home.
Oh, thank heavens. I heard something completely different.
I'll ask you.
Yes, I heard like E-R-E-C-T, but you said A space W-R-E-C-K.
Well, no, I was so sick the whole way home, driving back home. And Amber and I just both got over like our allergies, cold stuff. And then all of a sudden, this past Monday, we both were like, we're sick again. What the hell happened?
It hit me Tuesday afternoon.
We were laid up.
Tuesday afternoon, it hit.
Yeah, I was laid up Tuesday and Wednesday to the point where, like, literally, I went out and sent mail off one day.
My worst. Wow.
That was my biggest thing for the day, is I mailed my bills off.
I did Thursday night and all day Friday were my worst days.
Yeah, so we were really, all of us were, I mean, and I didn't, none of us talked all week.
Right.
I totally felt out of touch with you guys, and then you called me on the way home today from Amber's, because I did go out to her house this weekend and lay around there instead of here.
Right.
on the way back, Amber called, Amber called me on the cell and was like, you know, there's a lot of people that got sick from there. And I'm like, you're kidding me, you know, and then there was all this other stuff. So basically, I'm calling the hotel tomorrow myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to be calling there tomorrow and talking to these people and getting something for this. Cause, you know, like I said, we didn't talk this week, and that's the thing. You called me about a couple hours before the show.
Right.
And we're like, dude, you know, how you doing? I'm like, oh, you know, and you're like, well, I've been sick all week. I'm like, are you kidding me? Yeah. Bonnie's on her deathbed right now. Yeah. Sean's sick as hell too. Oh, Nathan went to the hospital. And then I talked to other people, and they're like, everybody got sick.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, the executive
one
was,
lady
you know,
on,
a real problem.
One lady on Satan's Face posted a bulletin about like 30 people that she had talked to. Who was it? Paranormal
goddess.
Yeah. The paranormal goddess, that's her MySpace title name or whatever, had talked to like 30 different people. And
can we get her real names? I just want to call
her there somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
Excuse me, paranormal goddess, can you tell me about how sick you are?
Well, evidently she is on a regimen of antibiotics and/or steroids. So Not good. Pretty nasty. And it comes from tearing up the carpeting. When you tear up the carpeting...
That's what we've been told. Yeah.
There's a bacteria or something in there.
I'm allergic to air, so, you know, anything that I come in contact with...
And as soon as you tear up carpeting, this thing, dormant thing, or whatever normally...
Yeah.
...becomes active, plays terror with your nasal passages and stuff. So
basically,
you guys...
Yeah.
Get a neti pot. Google N-E-T-I space P-O-T.
I'm going to get one tomorrow.
I'm telling you, these things work.
So
$15.99 or $14.99 at CVS. I'm sure you can get a bargain in your area. Neti pot, it clears you out. That is a homeopathic way of dealing with nasal and sinus distress.
And if you were at the conference, I strongly suggest if this is the first time you're hearing this news and you're sick yourself, call these people tomorrow. Ask for the manager.
Call the executive West and say, hey, what the
hell's going on here?
Everybody I've talked to who was there last weekend.
Yeah, because no, this is something I know I'm not going to be taking.
How about Amber and Tom? Are they okay?
Amber's sick as a dog.
Oh,
told you, Amber was sick too. Tom seemed to be okay, but
good.
But Amber was sick as a dog. We were sick all weekend ago. I told you, we both got sick again. We're like, how are we sick?
Four of the five people from Ghostly Talk, yeah.
But yeah, definitely call the Executive West. This is on them. Straight up, completely on them. We got to go to break, though. We have to get Walter
on
the
line. Let's do that. Yes, we'll have Walter coming up right after this independent stuff.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.